The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
It was back in August. It's hard to keep track on time when all of these COVID-19 controversies happened. The video from the Berlin D2 bar in Dublin, which appeared to show a barman dancing on the counter while pouring drinks down the mouths of the customers below him. Do you remember that? Do you remember all the fuss at the time? There was a Garda investigation into alleged breaches of COVID-19 guidelines, which led to the Gardaí objecting to the renewal of the bar's licences in court today. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Graney was there listening to those objections. So Frank, what evidence was heard today in support of the Garda objections?
Well, Matt, firstly, Judge Mary Quirk was given the background to this case. She was told that the objections arose from an event hosted at the bar on August 15th last, an event we heard that was advertised online as a very boozy baked brunch with your buds. This was a ticketed event. The bar accepts that three COVID-19 guidelines that were in place at the time were breached, but they deny breaking any laws or regulations. They claim social distancing was maintained at the event, and while staff and customers weren't wearing masks at all times, they said they were wearing them on the day in question. They say they have suffered immeasurably due to what they claimed in court today was trial by social media. That video that you mentioned went viral online. Indeed, it came to Garda attention through social media. The Garda that was eventually assigned to investigate the case was receiving WhatsApps with links to the video that I'm sure you and many of your listeners have seen at this point.
And was it actually shown in court today as well, Frank?
The video that was doing the rounds on social media wasn't shown in court today, but what they did show was a compilation of footage taken from the cameras in the Berlin bar, cameras that that the bar said today that they gave the Gardaí voluntarily. They cooperated fully with the investigation. They said they met them the following day. They agreed to close for a week. This event took place over the course of 3 hours on that afternoon from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And during that time, Gardaí claimed alcohol was served without food. People bought drinks at the bar counter instead of being served at tables. Social distancing wasn't implemented, they said. People could be seen in the footage mingling and crowding. The DJ set that afternoon led to dancing, we heard, mingling between groups. Customers were visibly intoxicated during the event, and that, Gardaí say, led to more interactions between groups. More often than not, these were groups that wouldn't have known each other before the event. Staff moved tables to allow more room for dancing and mingling, it was claimed. And staff participated socially in the event without wearing masks. And that incident on the bar counter was referenced today. Sergeant William Quinlan was the man who led the course through that short compilation of video footage, and he said that there was a level of compliance at the beginning of the event, but he said that people could be seen congregating at the bar soon afterwards and on the dance floor, particularly after the DJ set started. And he said that that was something that fueled the breakdown of social distancing at the event. He said staff could be observed not wearing masks. Drinks were being brought directly from the bar. He said he could see girls being given shots by the bar staff while they waited for their cocktails to be prepared at another side of the bar. Staff not wearing PPP in many of the clips that were shown today. Manager could be seen moving a table at one point, and Sergeant Quinlan said again that that was done to make more room for people to dance. And after watching the footage, he said that he also noted that many of the patrons were there for the entirety of the event, for the full 3 hours and beyond. And of course, that went beyond the time that was allocated to people under the COVID guidelines that were in place at the time. Although that particular guideline was disputed by lawyers for the Berlin Bar, and the judge did ask for clarity on that particular issue to be brought to the next hearing.
Now, there was another little twist. Tell us about the two customs officers who gave evidence today, because they claimed they went to the bar the following month. What happened then?
Deirdre Furlong was the first of those two customs officers to give evidence today, and she said that she booked a table for her and a colleague of hers the following month, as you mentioned, September 10th. And that was, she said, on the instruction of her boss, nice work if you can get it, who wanted to make sure that the bar was complying with the COVID guidelines. So she said that she made this booking under her married name, and she said that the staff were compliant on arrival. She said Their booking was checked in at the door. It was recorded. They were asked to put masks on while they're being brought to their table. All good so far. She said people were having drinks with food, and she accepted that the required distance of 2 metres was being observed between tables. She said she and her friend, her colleague, ordered food. They had about 4 drinks in the hour and a half that they were allocated. And at this point, then, she claimed that a female member of staff came to their table to tell them that their time was up. But she said that she could open a second bill for them. And she said that she would then transfer the food onto it so that they could stay drinking for longer. She said that this member of staff told her that the reason she was going to do this, if they wanted to stay on, was in case Gardaí arrived. And she said a male member of staff came over then to confirm the booking and again explained why they had set up that second tab. And interestingly, he jokingly asked if they were government workers, and they laughed it off, and they asked him why he was asking them that particular question. And he said that the guards were dropping by 2 to 3 times a day to ensure that they were following the rules. And that was on the back again of what happened the previous month, we heard. So this particular officer said that they had a few more beers and they left at about 10:30. That was 3.5 hours after they arrived. Her colleague then, she gave the same evidence about how things went down in the Berlin Bar on that night. But she said that she thought they were there to detect any breaches of licensing and excess laws. As she said, she wasn't even aware of the whole social media thing, as she put it herself. And the barrister representing the Berlin Bar did today question whether or not these customs officers were actually authorised COVID-19 inspectors as envisaged by the legislation. So you'd imagine that'll be thrashed out in court next week.
Oh, this is going to continue, is it, this case?
Yes, it's been set down for another day, this day next week. So there are 4 licences that the Berlin Bar is looking for here. A special restaurant licence, which will allow it to serve booze on the premises. A theatre licence, a music and singing licence, a dance licence. It seems you need a licence for everything in these types of premises these days. And put simply, if they don't get them, they won't be able to trade, or at least they won't be allowed to trade in the same way that they would like to trade. And the inspector who is in charge of licences for the Pier Street District, a man called John Finucan, he gave evidence today, again outlining his serious concerns about the operation of the business. And he was assured that one of the shareholders is no longer involved in the day-to-day running of the business. This is a man called Jay Burke. And you may remember that he commented on the incident in the media the day after that clip went viral to say that it was 30 seconds of madness and that it didn't show the full picture. Now, Inspector Finucane said just before they finished up today, he said that he never intended to withdraw his objections. That was a claim made by the other side early on today. And he said that he didn't intend to do it at today's hearing. But he did agree to reflect on the situation after the judge interjected at one point. She agreed with him that public safety was obviously paramount, particularly during these pandemic times. But she said people's livelihoods were also at stake here. So the hearing was then adjourned and it's due back before Judge Quirk this day next week.
We look forward to hearing more. Frank Graney, our TFM Courts correspondent, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.